taken part in a concert or show. Maybe you didn't play the ashtray. Perhaps you were thrust a triangle to play or something like that. Anyway, you probably have a few rehearsals before the main event. But tonight, a Staffordshire church will be performing a song with just one practice, and that practice is this afternoon. It's to celebrate the anniversary of 350 years of the Book of Common Prayer. It's being held at St. Lawrence Parish Church in Biddulph and is called A Choral Evensong from Scratch. And to find out more, we can speak now to Reverend Martin Canman from the church. Good morning, Reverend Martin.
Good morning, Nick. It's good to speak to you this morning.
And you know, it's a mutual thing, sir.
Excellent.
What will you be playing today?
I'm not playing anything, but I will be singing.
Oh, really?
I will, yes.
And you haven't rehearsed yet either?
I haven't, no.
Oh, my goodness me. So why on earth should we come to this? It sounds like a bit haphazard to me.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun this afternoon. Biddulph has an arts festival, like a community festival, every year during July. And we as a church generally try and take part. We put on something during the festival. And this year we decided we'd do Choral Evensong from Scratch. So we're inviting anyone who wants to join us at 3 o'clock this afternoon to come along to St. Lawrence's Church. The person who organises music at church will take us through the psalm and the music that's going to be sung during the evening service. We've got about, 2.5 hours to pull it together. There'll be a short tea break, and then the evening service itself starts at 6:30.
So you really have no idea how many people are going to be involved until someone turns up at 3 o'clock today?
Not really, no. They're catering for 60 in the choir, but we hope a lot more than that will come along to the service itself. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm a little bit nervous. my clergy colleagues can't believe I've been ordained 16 years, and I've never yet sung Choral Evensong. So it's a first for me. Although there's lots of people in church who remember that the time when the Book of Common Prayer was used, and people used to sing regularly at evening worship. There'll be people who know it, there'll be people for whom it's entirely new, and I'm sure it'll all come together and be a great act of worship.
Gosh, but it's all part of a bigger service though, isn't it?
Well, the Biddulph Festival pulls together a whole load of events during July. We as a church helped launch the festival at the beginning of July. We had a festival service. Again, that was fantastic. We pulled in some of the performers and acts that are taking part in the festival. We brought them into our worship, really just to celebrate God's goodness and the creative talent that he's given to people, and to pray for our town. Churches in Biddulph together, all of different denominations, run an open cafe on the Saturday mornings on the town hall steps, and inviting people from the town who are up shopping just to come in and drop in for a piece of cake and tea and to chat and meet together. So there's lots of things that the churches do as part of the festival. There's lots of things that other community groups do as well.
Martin, you clearly didn't get the memo about talking about cake at this time of the morning. We've had three references already.
Have you?
Yes, and I'm a bit on the peckish side here.
Yeah.
So stop it.
Well, next Saturday morning, 10 till 12, Biddulph Town Hall steps. come and enjoy a piece of cake.
Well, you see, you've done it again. So 350 years since the Book of Common Prayer, but how relevant is it now? How much have things changed over those few years?
Well, a lot has changed. I mean, we don't use the Book of Common Prayer as regular part of our worship, simply because its language is quite difficult to access and to understand. But I guess up until the mid-1980s, it was the only authorised book, service book within the Church of England. So for, 320 years, it was the service book that people used in Anglican churches up and down the country. And everyone who's ordained in the Church of England, they still declares, accepts the doctrines of the church as recorded in the Book of Common Prayer. So it still features in the Church of England's kind of heritage. There would be some churches that would still use it, often for an 8 o'clock morning communion. But we're using it really partly to celebrate its part within the Church of England, and also to draw together old and new. There'll be people who say who'll be there this evening who will remember when worship was conducted like this years ago. There will be people for whom it's entirely new, and it's novelty. It is a new way of engaging with God and worshipping.
So what sort of people are you hoping are going to turn up at 3 o'clock today?
Well, there'll certainly be some people from church. I mean, every Christmas we put together a special Christmas choir for our carols by candlelight services, and they often say that they love getting together at Christmas and would like to get together at some other point during the year. So a lot of those people will be coming this afternoon. But Biddulph has a number of other musical groups, and there's a Biddulph Male Voice Choir, there's the Kingsfield Singers. We've invited lots of local choral groups. And there's an open invitation to anyone who's, near enough to drive over and join us to come along. So I guess it will be a mixture of church people, a mixture of people who are into kind of choral music and